New Testament Aleph Rishon from the two dots. We got seven lines down. Tanu Rabbanan, we have a Braisa. Lo yaskan kelel nachar rav Shabbos dal lehei mutar. The Braisa says that a person should not give over his clothes to a non-Jew to be able to work on an erev Shabbos, but on Wednesday and Thursday it's mutar. Kiyot boyim eshalchan igros v'yad nachri erev Shabbos. You can't send letters to the hands of a non-Jew on Friday, but dal lehei mutar. But on Wednesday and Thursday it's mutar. I'm love Rabbi Yosef Kumer. I'm love Rabbi Yosef Chassid. They say about Rabbi Yosef Kumer, some say Rabbi Yosef Chassid. Shalom v'ksav yad v'yad nachri miolam. His handwriting was never in the hands of a non-Jew ever. He never gave letters over to a non-Jew. Tanu Rabbanan, eshalchan igros v'yad nachri erev Shabbos. We have another Braisa that says you can't send letters in the hands of an non-Jew whenever Shabbos like Kei Kotzel Odom, unless your Kotzel Odom, you give him a set amount to be able to do it whenever he wants. Beishamai says only if he's able to get to his house. You get to a house near the edge of the wall before Shabbos starts. Well, Kotzatz, wait a second, you set up a price, you could do it whenever. But if he didn't, wasn't Kotzatz, but didn't that first price over there say Im Meshalchen, or the beginning of the price say Im Meshalchen Igaris Biyanachar Shabbos? You can't send it at all. Lokasha Hadak Vyabedor Maso. Rav Sheshes is talking where there's a mailman, right? There's an official mail system in the town. Hadaluk Vyabedor Maso. And if there's no set time, well, then you got a problem, and then you shouldn't do it. Ellen King Kotz Lodomin. Okay. Tanrabana. Ema Fligan Basina Pogs Megum Yom Kanul Shabbos. You should not go out in a boat less than 3 days before Shabbos because you might be stuck there on Shabbos. That's only for the Varashos of Varamitsa Shabbatomri for the Varamitzvah. Then it's Mutter. So we say, Posekimo, Almanasolish Posen Oshovis, the Rebbe says, you can make it tonight with him that you should keep Shabbos, even if you end up not keeping Shabbos, as long as you had that idea. You don't even need to make that tonight. If you want to go from Tzur to Tzedan, even from Erev Shabbos, even on Friday itself, it's Motor because you're going to sure get there. And that's why people take flights on Friday morning, because they're going to get there before Shabbos, although not preferable. You should not start a siege on cities of non Jews less than 3 days before Shabbos. But if they start, you don't have to start. V'chein Shayomer ad ridito afilu b'Shabbos, and so too Shammai says ad ridito. You come down to until you can totally destroy them, etc. Right? Those wording ad ridito is a pasuk in Devarim, even on Shabbos itself on Rosh Hashanah. No hagina you, etc. And the two dots Tanya, we have a verse on ritzara kachal yemin hagish based on Rosh Hashanah. This is what Rosh Hashanah used to do. Shayin nosen kli levin lakovis gimel yon kodin l'Shabbos svuim afilu b'er Shabbos. You give white clothing to a washer 3 days before Shabbos starts. Colored clothing you could even do on Friday itself. Midivrein lamanu shalavanu kashin l'chavs and yosim minetzvuim. From their words, we learn that white clothing are harder to launder than colored clothing are. Right? And that's the idea behind it. And that's why white clothing you have to give 3 days before color clothing can be done even then. He gave this colored piece of clothing to a katra, to a washer. How much do you want? He said it's the same amount as the white one. The rabbis already told us that white clothing is more expensive than the colored clothing, so you're overcharging me. When somebody wants to give clothing over to a washer, he's got to measure it and then give it and measure it when he takes it back so he sees that it didn't shrink or anything. If it becomes too longer, he made you lose out because he stretched it. If it's too small, it must be he made you lose out because he shrunk it. Two dots. What's the difference? That all of these cases, Beis Shammai was gozer, right? But Koros Beis Abad, but the beams of an olive press and a gulei gas and so to buy a wine press, well, the wine press and the olive press, lo gozer, they wouldn't make a gzera. Why are you allowed to do that on Shabbos? All those others where you were chayv achatz, you did it on Shabbos itself. Therefore, Beis Shammai was gozer, and Shabbos right before dark. Koros Beis Arav Yigul Legaz, the Yavad Lubbe Shabbos Loma chayv achatz Lugazu, but the beams and these huge things of whatever by the wine press and the olive press. If you did them on Shabbos, you're not chayv achatz, right? Therefore, they weren't gozer on them. And the reason why you're not chayv achatz is because it's a different type. All you're doing is putting it on top and letting it go. Matan Chomididosim Mela Shapadami. Who's the Tana that says that anything that comes Mela is considered okay, right? So if it doesn't, you didn't do it, it just happens. Rabbi Yossi Rechanina, Rabbi Yishmael, it's Rabbi Yishmael, did not. Hashum v'aboyser, so garlic and unripe grapes, melilos are oats, shuraskan miba odiyom. If you soak them while it's still there, Rishmael omer yigmar shetakshach, you should go ahead and finish it after you finished crushing them and whatever, putting them in whatever, with all the kalim and everything like that. Then you can finish it off once it gets dark, and there's no problem with that whatsoever, right? So once it's rusuk, it's perfectly fine if it finishes off that night. Rabbi Kiva omer, no, turn the page, and yitzazim v'vei is lo yigmar. You're not allowed to finish it off. It's also to leave them that way under the heaviness in order to finish them off. Later, Rabbi Lazar Bar Paris says it's Rabbi Lazar ben Shemoa. Also, if you have these loaves of honey you soak them in Erev Shabbos, and they come out, this stuff comes out, the honey comes out on their own. It's also Rabbi Elazar Matzah, Rabbi Elazar Matzah. Why didn't he say like Rabbi Elazar? Over there, by the honey, originally was food, and then it was food, because it was just honey from honey. Over there, right, it was olives and grapes, and it became olive oil, and it became wine, and that's why it's different. The fact is, Rabbi Elazar ben Shemoa says, even by olives and grapes, it should be perfectly fine to be able to do this. Also, Rav Hoshe min Arda, also by Isi Masnisi Biyadi, he came and he brought a Masnisi, brought a Brisa in his hands. Olives and grapes that you crushed on Erev Shabbos, and stuff came out on its own, on Shabbos itself is going to be also Rabbi Elazar Rishim Matir, and Rabbi Elazar Rishim Matir, Rabbi Elazar Chanina Brisa Lushmiel, but Rabbi Elazar Chanina never heard that brisa. So in theory, he could have brought Rabbi Elazar, but he didn't know that brisa. Rabbi Elazar, my time alone, Rabbi Elazar Chanina. Why didn't Rabbi Elazar want to say like Rabbi Elazar Chanina? Rabbi Elazar Rapadis. Why do you have to say it's like Rabbi Elazar? Why not say like Rabbi Elazar Chanina above? Rabbi Mechusarin Dika to come lopligi. If you're missing some type of crushing over here, everybody agrees that it's usher. Keep ligi to Mechusarin Shchika. If it's missing some type of grinding, Mechusarin Dika damoni. Felt that this is like Mechusarin Dika over here when you're finishing it up on Shabbos, and therefore everybody's going to agree that it's going to be usher. Hi, Rabbi Elazar Chanina. Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yosef Chanina ended up paskening like Rabbi Yishmael. He said that the psak, when it comes to all of these things, is going to be like Rabbi Yishmael, right? Not like Rabbi Elazar, and he would be a little more machmer than everybody else. Shem Shabbatadun Machzel Shabbatadun. So if you have oil of these badadin, of the people that we're talking about up above the badin, you know, the people that were making the olive presses, etc. So you have oil that's left over in the areas that they give over to the people that are in charge, right? That was like their schar that they made. And so to the boards, right, of the badadin that they use to cover up the oils, the olives, etc. Rav also, Rav says that they're also to carry, they're considered mukso. Shmuel says they're motor. Hanikak Zuzi, there's another pair of scissors. Rav says is also, you can't carry them. Shmuel Shari. Amar Nachman is lechab of rochel gizas of etanu gizas of etzos of turi the ridi of etami de iska. Rav also Shmuel Amar motor. So if there was a goat that you use for milking normally, and so to a sheep that you usually use for shearing, so to an axe that you usually use for plowing, right, things like that, and so to the tami de iska, which are these dates that you usually take for schira for other places, you use them in business places. Rav says they're also because they're considered like muksa. Shmuel says they're muksa. But truthfully, Rav and Shmuel are talking about Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda, Asher's muksa, Rabbi Shimon, Matzer's muksa, and that's that. Who told me to Ori b'charta the argiz k'Rav Shimon? There was a Talmud that paskened in charta the argiz, as a certain shuk over there. He paskened like Rabbi Shimon that it's mutter. No such thing as muksa. Shamte Ramnuna put him in cheren because he was the official Rebbe there. Rabbi Shimon's very long, right? But we hold like Rabbi Shimon, Asher Rav Hava. Yeah, but that's true. But it was in the area where Rav lives. Loi b'alum yavadochin. Therefore, he shouldn't have paskened like Shmuel. Hanishir is somebody chad matzav chad man v'chad matzav arba chamesh mani. There were two Talmidim over there. One saved, you know, food and drink from a, what's it called, from a fire by bringing a bunch into a chazam revez and a chazir that had an air around it. So he used one kli. And the other guy used four or five kelim. And that's the machlokes between Rabbi Barzvidi and Rav Huna, which we're going to see later on, how much you are allowed to take out all at one time. We have a Mishnah. You cannot roast meat, onions, and eggs only if you're going to be able to do it during the day itself. I know it's impossible to you're not allowed to put bread into an oven, nor can right by dark. In other words, to bake it right before Shabbos starts and let it bake entirely on Shabbos. And so to a coal, a cake, you can't put it on top of coals. I look at this year, but as long as it's already baked a little bit before Shabbos, when it already crusted over, the bottom of it has to be crusted over. You're allowed to start roasting the Pesach in the oven right before dark. You could also start the fire in the Medor Space Mokad, which is what they had in the base of Mikdash. Gvulin and in areas outside the base of Mitzvah, the Shulchan or Beruba, you got to have the fire almost completely taking over the wicks. Rabbi Yudom Rabbachom and Kolshu, once it's on a coal, even a tiny little bit, that's going to be good enough. You don't have to do anything more than that. We're up to the Gemara, Chafim and Aleph, and we'll stop with that.